I'll take the Lions. So
surprise.
We're going to get into an argument about Christensen here. Where have you played Alan Christensen?
I think I brought my boxing gloves. Righto. So the year they had, early on they were competitive, really competitive, except that game against Richmond where they scored 17 points. They were really competitive, but they just weren't getting it done. Think of Port Adelaide should have won that game.
Yeah, they definitely should have.
Alan Christensen or Charlie Cameron snapped it, almost went over his head. Should have been a goal.
Yeah.
Think of Melbourne, got it done for 3.5 quarters. Gold Coast, can you believe they lost to in round 3 or 4? Collingwood, they played unbelievably well and got pipped right at the end. And the Dogs, they only lost by a couple of goals.
And North, where Rayner missed when he snapped around the body.
I'm talking about early season, thanks, Dill. Just trying to follow the run sheet.
Just trying to add to your focus, considering we fell asleep last time with Carlton.
Just trying to follow along with me, Dill. Yeah, I'm talking about early season. I'll get to that. Then they finally broke through against the Hawks. They had those 3 wins in a row and definitely built some belief. David Noble spoke, I think, last week and sort of declared phase one is almost done. They've almost got the crop they want. Gone through, I think, if you can use that term, bottomed out and probably only up from here. So the way I look at them setting up next year, Harris Andrews is probably an All-Australian player for the next 5 or 10 years, you would hope.
Freak.
Yeah, so Harris Andrews, Marcus Adams and Darcy Gardner playing your bigs. Darcy Gardner, if Marcus Adams gets there, sorry.
Yeah.
If not, Josh Walker probably plays.
Yeah.
Darcy Gardner is so highly rated there. He's really underrated outside. I'm pretty sure he finished second or third in the BNF. Plays on talls and smalls. Was beating to go easily.
And a pretty
injured.
Good user, actually. Yeah. Funnily enough, I was with a mate looking up disposal efficiency, and his was about 80%.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a little nugget.
Yeah, there you go.
A little nugget from you, man. Second nugget.
Yes.
Let's go with the small nuggets today.
All right.
Alex Witherden, Daniel Rich, Luke Hodge, Nick Robertson are your small backs. Luke Hodge probably doesn't play 22 games, but the coach loves Nick Robertson, always gets the job done. And Alex Witherden, we've seen how much of a good user he is in his first couple of years on the ball. Now, this
starting
is exciting. Four.
This is exciting.
I probably questioned without notice, but while I'm reading this, come up with another midfield that is better. There may be, I'm not saying there's not, but it's a fair argument to say that Steph Martin, Dane Beams, Lachie Neal and Dane Zorko is in the best couple of midfields, starting midfields in the comp.
Yeah.
Collingwood, GWS.
GWS is the one that springs to mind, but they're losing Shields, so they lose a bit of depth.
I'd almost have Cal Ward ahead of him anyway.
These are up there with Jack Viney, Oliver, Brayshaw and Gorn.
Yeah, that'd be up there too. You'd say Geelongs, but... They haven't performed that well.
Yeah,
this year.
Richmond, Dusty.
A studio audience
West Coast.
Is saying.
Studio audience is not like what was West Coast.
She made a big sign. Just like, please say West Coast.
You know, there's a team in Western Australia. I think they won the flag.
Now they got, especially with Gaff staying, there's still a pretty solid midfield with Red and Gaff.
Oh, are we already up to second on the ladder? Coming focus. Oh, wait, no, I thought we were up to 15.
Shut up.
No, but that starting four is when. If/when Lachie Neal gets to Brisbane, is very, very good now. And Jared Berry played a lot of time on the ball this year. Mitch Robinson, Reece Matheson, Zach Bailey even had a bit of time, not as big as those other three names. But and then Cutler and Tom Cutler and Hugh McCluggage as your outside mids. Hugh McCluggage at the moment predominantly playing as a winger as opposed to inside. So that is you could do worse than that midfield group.
Yeah, 100%.
Their forward six, gee, this has gone for a long time. Their forward six.
Move it on, mate. Come on.
For Eric Hipwood, Dan McStay, and Oscar McInerney, they sort of played three. So they sort of went with...
The big O.
Yeah, so Oscar McInerney backed up in the ruck, helped out in the ruck, and then they had Dan McStay go forward and back a bit, mostly forward. But Eric Hipwood's so mobile, you almost can play those three, and it sort of did work. And then I don't mind their smalls. Charlie Cameron, Alan Christensen, Cam Rayner.
Wait, Christensen?
No,
joking.
No,
joking.
No.
We'll discuss it off air.
He plays forward. Hold him back there for a second.
He plays forward. And Louis Taylor. So, look, I don't mind that group at all. That group of... And there's a...
They've got a good young core now. And a core that they've had for most of this year as well, which I really like. So they should have won more than they did. But how much would they have learnt from those losses this year?
But it's time to...
There's so much talent in that group. Like, Eric Hitwood is going to be such a good forward. I mean, you got obviously your mids that you've spoken about. But even guys like, Charlie Cameron and that, just add so much excitement. It's an exciting time to be a Lions supporter.
It is. I think... Oh, we'll get to the next... I was going to... Anyway, what they need So the pieces in the puzzle, as we said, are in place now. And that's why...
Particularly if they get Neil.
Yeah. And that's why David Noble said that sort of phase one, if you want to call it that, is done. Now it's about keeping them, as they haven't done in the past, and topping up, really, when they need. So next year, I still think they're probably bottom 10. I don't see them going up into the finals.
Jeez, they need to turn their... It's a pretty broad stroke there, going with Hart.
What's that?
Pretty broad stroke. They're not making the eight. Be a bit more specific, please.
They won't finish bottom four, but I don't think they'll make finals.
Okay. Can we have a prediction of a ladder position?
12.7th.
That's not a ladder position.
Well, you asked you...
I didn't ask percentage.
Harrison is a tradie, by the way.
I am not a tradie.
That explains his maths here. You were in high vis, mate.
12.7.
I was making a joke that I'm not... The pack got it. The pack got it. They laughed. No, look, between 10 and 14, I think, is... Oh, 10 is 10 would be... They'd be stoked with that, but around 12 and 14, I think they'd be pretty happy.
I think with the core they've got, though, now, 10 isn't out of reach.
Out
of expectation.
Yeah.
That's what they'd be aiming for, I would have thought.
Yeah, I just think next year they have to turn those honourable losses into wins. They should already have now belief now. Yeah. It shouldn't need a win or two, like that winning against Hawthorn, that winning against Freo. It shouldn't need that now to get that belief. And they need to just play... They need to play four quarters. Yeah. That's obviously what had them done against Port and Melbourne and Collingwood, and the list goes on. So there you go. That's Brisbane for 2019.